A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
And today we are asking the important questions like, how would you kill the seven in the Amazon Prime's original The Boys?
Crazy that when you corrected yourself, it sounded subliminal somehow. It sounded like you said and didn't say that. That was weird. Okay, I don't know who the seven are in The Boys, and I don't want to know any more than I have to. No, I don't want to know any more than I have to.
Well, we're going to go with The Boys
from
episode one, season one, when Starlight is like, I'm a member of The Boys.
Okay, great.
No, wait, the seven. Yeah, I'm a member of the seven in the...
Show.
The boys.
Yes.
Right. So very simple. You've got seven people. Seven counts.
Seven superheroes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heroes, wink.
Yeah.
That's what they want you to think.
So the obvious one we all know and know and love.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the seven.
Okay.
So we got Homelander.
Yep.
You know him. He's the one basically Superman.
Do you want to give me, because I've consumed so little of Amazon's The Boys.
You want us to give it to, Justice League.
No, did you want me to give you what I know about each one of these people?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Homelander is a Nazi. It was a surprise. That's all I know. Is that enough?
Do you know anything about his power set?
Nope.
Okay, it's basically like Superman.
All right, fabulous.
Okay, then you got like the Deep.
Aquaman?
Yeah.
Possibly someone went in his penis.
Different guy.
Fuck! Okay, that's fine.
A-Train.
No clue.
Black Noir.
No clue.
Queen Maeve.
No clue. Name of a fairy from Celtic mythology, possibly.
Translucent?
No idea, but possibly they are invisible. I'm guessing this from their name alone.
Starlight.
Starlight sounds like they could be from space.
All right, so Jackson, you have not seen any of The Boys.
No.
I've seen half of the first episode, but I have consumed most of the big moments solely through internet GIFs.
Uh-huh.
Let's go through the list and I'll tell you what I know.
Okay.
All right, Homelander.
Homelander is basically Superman, is the main antagonist of the show. People were surprised when he was obviously a cunt in season three.
Okay.
Internet discourse. Woo! The Boys subreddit melted down when he was like, there's good on both sides.
There you go. What? He's the villain?
Yeah.
Homina, hold the phone.
There's a lot of famous moments involving him, including when he does the reverse of Superman and makes someone jump off a building.
Oh, okay.
Mm. He also crashes a plane.
Mm-hmm.
He kills a protester who throws a kid. He's got a son too.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of these episodes.
Yeah. It's good to know the context.
Yeah. I'm about to. You know, you don't need to know. You don't want to know.
We know enough.
You know
I got nothing against The Boys. But I know enough about The Boys to satisfy myself. Yeah. You know,
The Boys isn't for me. Yeah, I don't know why this has happened to me.
The Deep
is the Aquaman.
Okay.
There's a famous scene, I think also at the start of season three, where the Deep, whilst being tormented by Homelander, who's a bully and a bad guy, makes him eat a little octopus whose name is Timmy. Mm-hmm. Timothy. Mm-hmm. And he can communicate with Timothy. But also the Deep is kind of like the fuck up of the seven, and he keeps having grand plans to blow up in his face, including when he tries to stop the titular boys from The Boys from getting into a hole on a beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I haven't seen this episode. I just haven't seen this clip. He grabs a whale.
Uh-huh.
Like he's sitting on a whale.
Yeah.
And he's like, this will stop you. And then they drive the boat through the whale, which cuts the whale in half. And
that
the
would kill
like,
a whale.
Ah!
Yeah. He also has a threesome with his then girlfriend and also an octopus.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's the part
he does not like this.
Well, I would.
I didn't know about that. Haven't seen that clip on YouTube, I guess.
You gotta wait till that GIF comes your way.
Then A-Train?
A-Train's a speedster. He kickstarts the series because he runs through Huey's girlfriend. That I have seen the episode of. Oh. Half of it, at least.
Black Noir?
In the comics, Black Noir, spoilers, is a Homelander clone. In the series, Black Noir's dead.
Correct.
Not a Homelander clone.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Bit fucked up in the head.
Correct. Okay.
Sees cartoons?
Yeah. He's suffering from PTSD.
Okay.
Sees cartoons.
Yeah, sees cartoons.
And when he dies, he speaks to cartoon. What? To say goodbye.
Did you just drop a tune?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair
cool. These cartoons are also very religious, if that matters.
Might be useful later.
Queen Maeve.
Never heard of them. Literally a name I thought you made up.
It's great to know that in the discourse that is, I guess, the boys in GIFs that Queen Maeve the Wonder Woman, like.
I had no idea there was a Wonder Woman in the boys.
It's just like, nah.
That's so funny.
That is so, that's great. That's great to know.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, one of the only two female.
Of course. Also never heard of them.
That's fair. Look, Translucent died pretty early on in the series.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. And of course, Starlight. You know Starlight?
This is what the only thing I know about Starlight is that Huey and Starlight are dating.
Yeah.
And at first, he's chill, but then he feels a bit superhero cocked.
Yeah.
But then he gets over it.
Yeah.
And Huey and Du Bois' other guy, the King Boy... give themselves superpowers through Compound V.
Now, the King Boy.
Billy Butcher! Billy Butcher!
Got to throw to Jack there to see if he knew who it was.
No idea.
Billy Butcher!
It's okay, yeah. Jackson, do you know who are in Du Bois?
That wasn't Du Bois.
Seven.
That's the seven who are in Du Bois.
Billy Butcher.
Yeah.
The king, he is.
The king of Du Bois.
King Boy.
That's about all the boys I know.
Okay. Now, JD, let's see how many of the boys you know.
Billy.
Yep.
Huey.
Yep.
Now, this could be a trick, because I think that Starlight is also a boy for a bit.
All right, look, I'll give you that Starlight is potentially one of the boys.
Okay.
There's another girl, I think. Amanda? Yeah. The name just felt right.
What? Amanda?
Is there a boy called Amanda?
No. I'm trying to think of what's the name of that CIA lady that I guess, but no, they don't think that's Amanda.
Okay.
You're thinking Amanda Waller from the Suicide Squad?
You'd be thinking of Amanda Waller from the
similar
Suicide
function,
Squad.
Similar
yeah.
function. Okay.
How many members of the boys are there?
You're missing, I want to say, three.
Oh my God, three it's extra boys.
There's three extra boys.
That's so many boys.
Yeah.
Is one of them possibly called David?
Paul?
No.
Paul the boy?
No.
Does one of them have a nickname, maybe?
Johnny?
Jones?
Well, one of them has, they all have nicknames.
Oh, no. One of them called Ace? What about Toad in the Hole?
Okay, one of them is French. He's from France. That might help with the nickname at least.
Is his name?
Frenchie.
Yes.
Baguette?
Oh, Frenchie!
Right. Frenchie.
Of course, Frenchie.
Yeah.
That confused me because the actor that plays, no?
He's also named Sergi, I think. Okay. I'll give you the initials. He's often referred to the initials, MM.
Mother's Milk!
Mother's
Milk!
Okay.
Correct. Which is a thing that's confused me as someone who hasn't watched the show.
Yeah.
That's just his name. I think in the comic book, it's revealed that he gets his superpowers from sucking on his mummy's titties.
That's cool.
Yeah,
but that's not in the TV series.
Yeah,
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, fair enough.
And
the last one.
They gave, because his fetish was that in the comics, I think. I forgot about this character entirely, but now it's remembered. But that's a Homelander trait in the TV series.
It's a Homelander fetish, I think. Yeah. He loves sucking on, like, getting some breast milk, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then you're missing one more. They're a new addition to the boys in the series.
Oh, they're new to the series.
Someone well, named no, Graham, no, 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 no.
As the series, Graham, as the series goes on, they're like, oh, this one, she
Amanda.
Can join the boys.
Possibly her name is Sue?
Storm? No.
You think it's going
to be Cynthia?
Stormfront kills her brother?
Okay. Rebecca?
Not Rebecca. Let me know when you want to give up. Let me know.
She. Okay, spoilers for the boys. Is this the one that dies?
No.
The one that's left almost dead?
No, they all kind of end up almost dead at parts. So like,
the fight with Stormfront results in a member of the boys almost dying at the same time.
And, I mean, like when they go rescue, say, Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy
Maybe
does
that's
something,
what I'm thinking about.
And then they're like, "Oh my god, you don't have your powers anymore."
Chelsea, could her name be?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. I give up.
Okay, so Kimiko, otherwise known as the female.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice to see that. Who knew that consuming the boys from not?
Yeah.
All gifts.
I did all right.
You did pretty good.
You did better than me. You did better than me. But to my credit, I have not watched the show. All gifts. Yes.
Mine is like, I haven't. I
love that. The Queen Maeve, a blip.
Just
not even there. It's great to know.
Can't even imagine what she looks like.
Nor I.
Wow.
When I think it's just Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman, and that's wrong.
Anyway, there's
a couple of things I could tell you, Jackson.
Okay.
And listeners, look, I don't know. Should I be talking about what happens with the comics? Do people care about the comics? The show is very different to the point where there is no way.
A lot better.
Yeah, it's what I've heard.
Look, I'm going to spoil the comics in some of this because, again, for some reason, I know parts of the comic. So,
how'd you consume that?
Yeah. Still image screenshots?
I guess
were
it
you,
must have
maybe
been
at the footy and someone was watching you scrolling through the comic
did
online?
Did you go to the Wikipedia? Like the boys' Wikipedia?
No, I don't really do that.
Yeah.
I know some people do that.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
If I can't be bothered learning about fucking Iron Fist villain Dr. Bong by reading the comic, I might jump on the old Wikipedia, see what's coming on.
And I know that like some people that, it happens a lot with horror movies for some reason.
Yeah.
People that are like too scared to watch horror movies read the synopsis and they're like, oh, too scary.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Whatever you're imagining is probably worse than it's on the screen. Unless, you know, some movies it's actually the opposite. They're sucked in.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun. Horror movies are sick. Anyway, so in the comic, Black Noir rips off Homelander's head.
Okay.
I think.
You lost steam real bad there.
Well, Black Noir does kill Homelander, and Black Noir was actually
Homelander clone.
Homelander clone, and Black Noir was the one who did all the fucked up stuff with Billy the Butcher's wife and kid.
And lots of other
stuff, and was framing Homelander, and Homelander thought Homelander was losing their mind, but really Homelander wasn't doing shit.
Okay.
Homelander's still a bad guy.
Oh, he's still a bad guy.
But the most fucked up stuff was Black Noir. Yeah. Anyway, so Black Noir kills Homelander, then Billy kills Black Noir, and then Huey and Billy fight, and Billy dies.
Okay.
But Huey and Billy doesn't count because they're the boys, not the seven. Yeah. Anyway, Homelander's
I'm so relieved.
Yeah.
A-Train dies of a heart attack.
Okay, we don't have to worry about it.
he gets a new heart.
Yeah, his brother gives him his heart.
Nah, he gets the heart off the racist he kills.
Oh, that's right.
Whoa. All right, what about this?
A-Train's told that if he goes for one more run, he'll die, and then he runs a guy through the dirt.
Yeah. Well, let's go the easiest one first. Who we have seen die on the show.
Yeah.
Translucent. Translucent, I think he's an invisible boy.
Yeah.
And he's like, his skin is, you can't touch, you can't penetrate his skin. His skin is so hard, nothing will penetrate.
Yeah.
Does he sink to the bottom of the sea?
Nah, they put an explosion in his nose.
Du Bois.
Yeah, that is the most Du Bois.
That's a very Du Bois way
to kill
someone.
How do they
put a
bomb in his asshole?
Well, it's a hole.
No, but like, talk me through it.
Well,
because if I was fighting, I wouldn't
leave your asshole exposed.
Yeah. They kidnap him.
How do you kidnap
someone where you can't? How do they contain
him? He wears clothes.
No, but how do you contain? How do you kidnap someone whose skin
can't wrap around him?
Like chuck paint at him or something?
He doesn't have to be strong. You just can't stab him in the fucking guts.
Yeah. And you can use like gas to knock him out or whatever.
Do they use knockout gas?
I forget.
Anyway,
if
we're
you
not
can't,
gonna,
if you can't penetrate. Anyway,
let's. Yeah. We're not gonna put anything up his anus. I like Douche's plan of making him putting him in the sea so he sinks.
Well, yeah,
still gotta breathe. Plus, also, then how are you gonna find him?
Exactly. How's he gonna find his way out, dude? He's invisible.
He can't see shit.
Yeah, he can't see shit. People can't find him. All you gotta do is tie like some kind of weights to his legs. Off he sinks.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Look at this thing.
If you drop a plate of glass in a pond, you're never gonna find it again because you can't see where it is. Same principle.
Yeah. Like, to be honest, you could drown a lot of these.
Drown is the way to go.
Well, this one is a little bit more outlandish, yeah. But I think it will definitely work for translucent. Mm-hmm. Volcano.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no skin?
Skin tough. No, actually, the ocean's better.
Yeah, because he's got to breathe. I mean, also, again, volcano, sure, because he's breathing in lava.
Mm. Mm.
But the thing is, like, with... You just take him out. You say, hey, translucent, I don't really know your deal. Never seen the boys. But want to come out on a fishing boat with me on a little trip? Well, then I just push him in the sea.
Yeah. To be honest, a bad sandwich. Poison him.
Yeah, poison.
Okay, we make him a bad sandwich.
Like, how bad's this sandwich?
Oh, pretty fucking bad. Have you ever had one of those sandwiches that kill you?
It's one of those pretty ones. Fucking bad, this sandwich.
Yeah. If you gave him fed him over a long period of time, like crushed up glass that was like cutting up his insides, right?
Yeah.
That would cause internal bleeding because then they can't like go in and do anything because they can't cut his skin.
If you
right?
can give him if you can give him a tablet that gives him appendicitis, that would kill him.
Yeah,
they can't operate
anything that requires surgery. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we make him appendicitis pills.
Yeah. Oh, what if you got him to like lift up something big and it got a hernia?
Hernia will hurt. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's true. Might be easier to get him to swallow the appendicitis pill.
I don't know if appendicitis pill exists.
Yeah. We can make one.
We develop.
If the boys can get a whole stick of dynamite into his anus.
We get top men on making appendicitis pills.
Exactly. We find out where translucent likes to go out, like dine, right?
Yeah.
And then we simply slip the appendicitis causing pill into his coffee sandwich, whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Into the worst sandwich he's ever eaten. Just in case that kills him anyway.
On a boat.
Yeah, on a boat. And just in case none of them work, then we kick him in the sea.
Yeah, he gets
appendicitis. We do all three at once, might as well.
His appendix blows up, he gets poisoned by a sandwich, and he drowns in the ocean.
Yeah. And he drowns in the ocean.
Probably a pretty decent
translucent, a regular one person, a regular guy could kill.
Yeah.
Not impressive.
Yeah.
While we're killing them, I'm also going to rate them out of 10 on how impressive they are. 2. Okay. Yeah, being invisible is sick.
Yeah, and it's a baller.
Yeah. And I bet.
Superpower.
I bet
I
Amazon
to say
Prime.
Illness so bad.
Yeah. Being a superhero is an illness, I guess.
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, look, great, I guess.
But Amazon Prime's original series, Du Bois, surely gets up to perverted tricks.
Yeah. He sure does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked.
Okay. We'll go, let's say, the deep. Now, we can't drown him.
He can't drown him. That's our one trick.
How does he fare against bad sandwiches?
How does he fare against the gunshot?
Yeah.
Probably not great.
Have we seen
But I
him...
guess you can probably take, like, a decent... I would assume a lot of them have, like, your bare bones, like, toughness.
Invulnerability
kind of to a certain degree. Like, sure, but they'll... You get shot by a lot of bullets, will take them down, but I reckon they could probably stomach a few.
Yeah. What have we seen? Because, look, I haven't seen him in any fights. I've only ever seen him eat his friend and... Yeah.
But I think there's a good way there of, like, say, you somehow get... an octopus, or a lot of octopuses.
Okay.
The sluttiest octopuses we can get.
Oh, boy.
I'm surprised that Amazon Prime's original series, The Boys, hasn't tried this. Yeah. It seems very up their alley.
Yeah. So you get the sluttiest octopuses we know.
Appendicitis pills on the end of the...
I was going to give him, like, octopus chlamydia or something.
Oh!
Give him chlamydia on them octolips.
And then
he can suck on the deep's cock, and then his dick falls off, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's what chlamydia does.
Yes. Now he's got basically drip dick. He can't do shit.
Yeah.
And then we give him appendicitis pill, just in case.
Yeah, just in case, because that's going to fuck you up regardless.
Still on, I guess. Let me give him the appendicitis.
Even if you need are capable of receiving surgery, appendicitis is still bad.
Yeah,
it's not great. So yeah,
because if you're treated quick enough, it can kill you.
Yeah,
pop that appendix, pop.
Yoo-hoo! You're out of trouble.
Yeah, I think some kind of like honeypot with octopus. I think will work. That's... Or a dolphin.
Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna break my own rule here. I'm gonna have a look because no doubt. Does the Deep die in the comic books?
Yeah.
So let's find out how they kill him.
Yeah.
He looks cooler in the comic books.
He's got a big old dive helmet on.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, like the old style dive helmet.
How are we going to find slutty octopuses? And if I'm in the aquarium and I've got my face up against the glass and I'm like, octopus, do you put out?
Yeah.
I'm going to be kicked out of the aquarium. Yeah. Toot sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I guess maybe we just got to... maybe we don't even have to even get the slutty octopus, because a lot of the octopus that we are seeing in this show seem to want to fuck.
Oh, okay. Just any octopus will do.
So maybe we just try and get, like, we'll set it up so we go to, like, a local aquarium or a place that sells octopuses.
Sure.
And then we suddenly, like, we put it in a situation where the Deep can find said octopus very easy.
How do we guarantee the octopus has chlamydia?
Well, we somehow got to give the octopus some kind of, like, you know.
I feel like this plan is
slowly... I'm not fucking an octopus.
Like, that's...
I'm not fucking an
octopus. You're setting it up. You're setting it up that we get chlamydia. Give chlamydia to the octopus. Mm. Then the octopus gives it. This plan, I don't like this plan anymore.
We can give something to do. What if we put, like, a poison on the lips
of the octopus?
Lips.
They got a beak. Is that what you mean?
No.
Because I don't know if.
What's he putting his dick in?
So, sad news.
Yeah.
The Deep doesn't die at any point.
Huh. There you go.
Invulnerable.
Yeah. What are the Deep's powers? Can talk to sea life.
Talk to sea life, breathe underwater, swim good.
Oh, okay.
I guess super strength.
Yeah,
you got gills? You could finger the gills.
Okay.
He does not like that.
That's a fucked up way to kill someone. But then he can still breathe with his lungs, so he's just doing an unpleasant thing to a person.
I mean, you could, like, put him in, like, an oil spill.
Yeah.
Fire would fuck him up, surely.
He's pretty vulnerable to most things that would probably take out marine life.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We drink
global warming.
Global warming!
Global warming.
Evaporate the ocean.
Yeah. Or drink a six-pack of beer. And throw the rings.
Yeah.
He gets his neck caught in them.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. And anytime Greenpeace comes around, we're like, no, everything's okay.
Invite him over
to
have a hot tub.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a big boiling pot.
Oh, soup him.
And then you just turn it on. It's like, oh, it's...
Ah, that's a good idea.
I'm like, it's these are bottle bombs. So I chop a carrot up into
it. Is there any kind of, like, a tropical octopus or an octopus that, like, lives in some kind of environment where it's like they like the hot water?
He's going to have to fuck the octopus, Jackson. So, it doesn't matter what the plan is.
He's going to fuck an octopus.
You put a bunch of, like, little horny octopus in a spa. Oh, he's getting slopped off by the octopus.
He's not going to go in the spa regardless. Why does he need the octopus?
To entice him to keep fucking these octopus and, like, not leave.
I respect this because...
He goes to the hero-gasm thing, and he's like, he's meant to be there to do shit. And then he's like, I gotta be on my best behavior. But then he sees an octopus in an aquarium there, and he fucks the shit out of the octopus.
Yeah,
okay. So he's very easily distractible by an octopus.
An octopus will tempt him,
and
sure.
I'll step in and take over the hero-gasm explanation since you don't know what it is. It's an orgy.
Oh, okay.
On a secret island.
Wow.
Sort of.
In a house. In the TV series. Just a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Okay. We boil him up.
Started
now.
By Stormfront and Soldier Boy. Yeah.
Fabulous. Here's my question. Yeah. Are we going to eat the Deep?
We can. If He'll just want. Taste like a guy.
Well, because
that's maybe be fishy.
We're making a gumbo, aren't we?
No, I was doing the thing that you do with a lobster.
Oh, right.
Boiling him alive. Well, we're boiling him and the octopus is alive, so we're definitely making some kind of seafood gumbo.
Yeah, but all those octopuses are full of gum. So.
Yeah, but...
Cum would evaporate.
But, like, if you boil cum...
in a pot of water...
The cum is going to get... Have you ever cum in the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen what happens to the cum?
Not
it becomes
good.
Tacky and weird.
It's bad. But Deep, if you boil him, he himself is full of cum.
Me and most of the listeners who haven't paid any attention to the cum except for the fact that it's down the drain and now reminiscing about the time they came in the shower.
Yeah, you got to use cold water. Otherwise, you use hot water, it gets all sticky.
Yeah, it gets
not
sticky.
Great.
And if that's going to be a cum-filled cauldron, I don't want to drink it. It's going to be sticky and foul.
Well, it's in a spa, dude. Don't drink the spa water. We're just killing the Deep.
I thought it was a cauldron full of onions and carrots.
Well, it will be. But we're killing the Deep.
Yeah.
It's mostly there for killing the... Well, we can also add it for, like, you know, a delicious soup.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It depends on how tacky the cum is or whatever.
Yeah, maybe it's good.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Maybe it's good.
Fair enough.
Does maybe cum-filled octopus is delicious. We
maybe
don't know.
It makes
we don't
know.
Maybe it makes him a little bit extra salty.
Yeah. That's umami in this octopus.
There's that taste.
That's what I'll be saying eating octopus. There's that taste of cum.
There's that taste of cum.
It's cool to murder someone and eat a cum-filled octopus in the same day. I live an interesting life.
Well, I was just thinking, Jackson, it's cool to have used our real names for the last 10 years. So when we put this out there, yeah it's just attributed to
yeah,
us.
People, yeah, people, it's connected permanently and eternally.
Just googled Joel Dusha. Jackson Bailey's a little bit less. Yeah. Well, Bailey's spelled, unfortunately, in a unique way.
Yeah.
This just comes up.
This is what people
yeah.
We're going to associate
with. Yeah, murdering a guy and then sucking the cum out of an octopus.
Oh, we're sucking the cum out of the octopus. It's a delicacy.
We're also thinking about the real life times we've come in the shower and cleaning up said cum.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I've read a bit of that cookbook about how to cook with cum.
And in that they
describe the taste as being a bit like blue cheese.
So I'm now imagining
eating an octopus that tastes a bit like blue cheese because of the cum in it. Do you think you'd suck the cum out first so that you could then enjoy just plain
blue
octopus?
Cheese, that doesn't smell like blue cheese.
Well, that's one of the many flavors. They say it's kind of like a nutty, blue cheesy blue sort of flavor.
It's cool that it's nutty because you call it nut.
Nut, that's cool. One of the best blue recipes cheese. In there because it's one of the most disgusting recipes in the book. And cheese? You got to understand that this book is not a funny book. That's the most
There's
fucked up.
There's no jokes.
That's the most fucked up thing about the book is that it is
very
100%
serious.
It was baffling because it's not a joke book, but it's also not a very functional cookbook because the later recipes are just like, you can come in this, but you won't taste the cum. So I don't know what the book is for. But anyway, one of the recipes is called Even Saltier Oysters.
Oh, yeah.
And you know you eat a bunch of oysters, but you're left over with oyster shells.
Which is fucked up. I only know this. I just want to record. I only know this recipe because you've told me about it before. So something I've come across in my real life.
You eat oysters. You've got a bunch of leftover oyster shells.
Oh, wow. What are you going to do with these perfectly normal oysters?
You better just come in them.
Come in the oyster shells, and then you refrigerate them, and then you've got a second oyster. But it's cum, actually.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, cold, delicious cum in an oyster
shell. And then you just pick up the oyster shell and go...
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if that's your jam, I guess that's your jam.
No, the book is also not erotic.
Yeah, that's also important.
The book is written as though this is a person who is like, I have discovered how to... They're like, a lot of people, what's the difference between this and milk is something that they say in the book.
Lots.
You drink a glass of milk.
Yeah.
That's from a cow.
Yeah.
Why not you drink cum out of an oyster. That's from a penis.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, a dog turd is from a dog's asshole.
Yeah, but
that would
I don't think dog turd is like an acquired taste.
No,
Even dog turd are oysters.
Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, we drink cow milk, but we also don't then drink bull semen.
Yeah. This person would disagree. Maybe we should, they're thinking. Anyway, it's a crazy book. It's very crazy.
After sucking the gum out of these octopuses.
We look at each other, we put the octopuses down, and we're like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're meant to be killing five other guys.
That's right.
Yeah, we only killed two.
We got some stuff going on today.
Toughness of the deep, which is the thing only I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give a 4 out of 10.
All right.
Yeah. I reckon you could easily trick him and you could easily boil him alive.
Yeah. Easy. All right. A-Train.
A-Train. He's quick.
Quick.
He's a very fast person.
What if we give him Farlap's heart? Does having a bigger heart make life harder for you? Yes. So when he has the first heart attack and he's like, I'm getting a new heart from a racist, apparently, so Zammit was saying, we give him Farlap, Australia's best racehorse, with a famously gigantic heart.
It's so big.
We put that fat, juicy heart inside him. Yeah. He takes one step, dies
Bang.
Again.
Well, yeah, I guess assumedly if he's like already has a heart attack, the easiest way is to then not give him a heart.
Yeah.
The easiest way for a dying man to die is to not save them.
So basically at the end or middle of season 3 of Amazon Prime's original series, The Boys, when the racist is like
dead,
smeared all over the ground and A-Train's lying there just having a heart attack. We just walk over and we just stand on the racist art.
We're like, that's sad. We're not going to like commit a crime.
Like, are we not?
Yeah. Hey, Jackson.
I just went to New Zealand and I broke into a museum and I got the heart.
An old mummified heart.
Jackson, that heart has not worked for a very long time.
But it's Farlap's.
Farlap's, it's a heart as big as Farlap, some people say.
You know what happened to Farlap?
Yeah.
He had too much horse drugs?
Died.
What if we gave him an actual horse's heart? Jackson, he's dying.
We
just stand there arguing about what to do, and he's just like,
he's dead.
What am I going to do with this horse's heart? Mm.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, do you remember that episode of Plumbing the Death Star where we all pretended we were Kirby from the video game Kirby and sucked in a whole bunch of things to become like them, like Kirby from Kirby does? Well, if you love that episode and love the horrific visualization of our human skin stretched thin over impossibly large objects like skateboards, aeroplanes, and the famous basketballer Shaq, you're gonna love this news. Because you can now buy these Kirby-inspired Mouthful Mode stickers from the Sandspans Radio merch store. That's right, the Mouthful Mode stickers are awful to look at, but feel great to buy and feel even better to stick. And you can grab yours today from our website or from the show notes below. I personally think you should stick them on something good and in public. That would be good, I reckon.
I guess the best way to kill A-Train is, as is seen in the show, wait for him to try and redeem himself.
Absolutely.
And then step in and stop the resurrection.
Beautiful. Or I could imagine some kind of like fishing wire or something like that. He runs through.
He loves running through Huey's girlfriend.
Put some fishing wire in front of his girlfriend.
Because, I mean, unfortunately, she has tragically died. She got pasted.
We've got to put a lot of fishing wire in front of a lot of people's girlfriends.
Yeah. We just get Huey to date a fake lady that is just made of fishing wire.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And A-Train will be like, I need to run through Huey's girlfriend.
So bad!
And then A-Train, because she's completely made of fishing wire, he runs through her and comes out as like slices of ham.
Yes!
Whoa.
Easy.
Yeah. Do you think if it was just one piece of fishing wire and he ran through it, his legs would keep running while he stopped?
There'd be that momentum.
They'd collapse. Yeah. That's crazy.
That would be classic Amazon Prime's original series, Du Bois.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. I'm shocked that's Eisenhower.
Well, I mean, A-Train's still alive, so.
Still time.
And now we can run fast, I'm guessing, yeah.
And it's good. Hopefully this episode comes out before whenever they kill A-Train. I don't know if The Boys is currently airing or when it comes back.
It's not airing, so we're good.
We're good. We're in the clear. All right, who's next?
A-Train, easy.
Well, yeah, when they take this,
Or toughness.
A-Train is pretty tough. Six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good ranking. Good job.
The ranking is easily trapped, though.
Yeah.
No, but it's not toughness as in like how tough it was for us to kill him.
Yeah.
It's just how his general toughness
I thought we would. Okay. No, all right.
Difficulty is in how we discuss it. Like, the deep was pretty hard to kill.
Yeah.
Difficulty for A-Train?
A-Train's one of the easiest because, again, he dies.
It happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, he's got that thing that the boys love to give to each other. And everyone, a power that will kill them. And there's like, you can't use your power, but then they use their power.
Oh, sorry, you don't know this. So the reason why...
Compound V!
Yeah, he keeps taking drugs to make himself even faster.
Yeah.
And that's why he's like got the heart.
And that's also why he ran through Huey's
I've never seen Amazon series TV show...
You've hidden it so
the
well.
Boys. The Boys. Yeah. That was the beginning of a sentence. Colon. Why do fucking comic series love to do you take the superhero drug and that these superheroes are made? It's never interesting. I'm never interested in that trope. I'm so sick of that trope.
Which one?
People make themselves a superhero and oh no, there's consequences to that. Oh my God, move on.
I feel like I've been reading that trope for the entire time I've been reading comic books. Yeah. Someone took a drug. Someone had a chip in their brain. Somebody fucking had surgery.
What so, about when they find a thing and it makes them a superhero?
That's
that
baller.
So like Chronicles good?
When they find Chronicles bad.
In Chronicle they find a hole.
I love that in Chronicle they find a fucked up hole and that it was later revealed that inside the hole was a,
some spaceship that they touch. They finger the ground hole, they get powers.
Yeah, but didn't the thing come out with the, loathed worm
Max Landis?
Piece
of shit, Max Landis.
Was like, it was a creature that lives under the earth that they touched?
Shut the fuck up.
Some nonsense that came out. No, Chronicle sucks shit, but I do like
that
they...
If Max Landis was crossing the road, I would not break.
Oh, nor I.
It's even more dangerous than you do it, because you don't have your license.
I'll hit him, and I'll go to jail, probably. And it will have been worth it.
Another moment when it's good to remember these are our real names.
Anyway, yes. All right, who's next?
So you like having, you like the touching of the hole?
That's cool. It's cool
like
when they
just don't like it when they're like, I've injected myself with super juice and oh no, there's consequences.
What about mutants, like born with it?
That's fine.
Okay.
Because when
most other people are like, most of them is either going to be a science experiment gone wrong.
No, that's fine.
Science experiment deliberately gone right now. I've got powers.
That's fine too. It's when it's like, there's this drug you can take and this drug will turn you into a superhero and people want powers so they take this drug.
Apart from Compound V.
It happens all the time. There's like five Batman villains that have it. There's so many.
I guess Scarecrow.
No, well, there's a Gotham Girl and Gotham Guy have it. Gotham Man, maybe their name is. There was a villain in Batman as well called, like, The Seed, who gave people seeds that gave them superpowers.
Yeah, it happens in, like, in X-Men. There's, like, the drug that people can take.
Yeah.
Like, kick or something.
Plus, there's, like, so many, like, these are corporate superheroes. They're made by a corporation. Which is Compound V. But it's also
Compound
DC thing. It's, oh, my God.
Well, Compound V was, like, no one really knew until they did.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, so it was very much a hush-hush thing. And then... Like, even the soups didn't realize that they had
I still don't
anyway.
Like it. I don't like it as a trope.
Hey, let's move on.
Okay,
Black Noir.
What's his
powers? What are Black Noir's powers? A great question asked by our good friend Jackson Bailey. Looks at the Wikipedia, because I think he's just a sick cunt that can do most of the shit that Homelander can, except for like flying and the heat vision. He's just like super tough.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Power choice. Very interesting power choice.
He's
unique.
Like, he's meant to be the Batman. Kind of thing. So he's like silent and stealthy, that kind of shit. But like, does he have many powers?
Surely he's got some. Surely he took the Compound V like the rest of them.
Yeah, well, he does. I mean, I guess he's just got like...
So he's got the base set. He's strong.
Yeah.
And like good reflexes
or whatever. We speak to his Christian birds.
Yeah.
And we tell him that we're building in Noah's Ark.
Okay.
All right, so okay, he's got superhuman strength.
Mm-hmm.
He's a superhuman durability, superhuman speed, agility, reflexes, hearing. He's got a healing factor, pain suppression, and longevity.
Ooh.
Basically, he's like a
Captain America. Yeah.
Okay, what about
he's a master martial artist, an expert assassin?
He's
good at knife mastery and intimidation.
Yeah. Deeply Christian? You said he had Christian birds, didn't you, JD?
Yeah, his imagination or something. The cartoons he sees are Christian.
Wow. This is how Maeve gets him. He actually has a tree nut allergy.
Oh, okay. It's very funny that in trying to take down Amazon's The Boys, that most of them have been taken down in Amazon's The Boys.
Yeah.
Tree nut allergy, so she just gives him tree nuts?
Yeah. It makes him eat like an Almond Joy, and then he kind of has an anaphylactic shock.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy. Tick. Yeah.
Wait, does he know he's about to eat something that's bad?
No. She just like grabs him and shoves an almond joint in his mouth. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, we easy. We cook him food that's...
We invite him over for dinner.
Yeah.
We serve
once again, make the worst sandwich.
Octopus cum soup.
Octopus cum sandwich with added nut.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, this is the world's saltiest nut.
Doesn't look appetizing. It's not meant to. Eat it.
We'll have one too.
Delicious.
delicious.
It's so good. Tastes like blue cheese.
Then he dies from it. Yeah. We just have a bad time eating a cum nut, but he dies from it. So we came out on top.
Yeah.
She didn't come.
Wow.
So yes, I guess easy.
Yeah. Done.
And toughness, Bouchard?
Black Noir is pretty tough, yeah. And I like that he's secretly not, like, he's secretly watching cartoons.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty sick. Seven. Yeah. Seven out of ten.
Yeah, mad.
Okay, so now we've got Queen Maeve.
Oh, tricky one, because I don't know anything about her. Yeah,
yeah, right. So,
I'm going to wreck the illusion for myself and Google a picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's basically got similar powers to Black Noir in that it's like strength. Okay. Durability, agility, that kind of stuff. I don't think she can fly, though. I've never seen
this woman in my life.
Wow. The internet gifs are very... It's like, you know, it's just seeing like a microcosm of like a wider problem.
Absolutely.
You know what I
mean?
There
it is. You're like, wow,
take a fucking picture.
Yeah.
That's... Wow.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because she goes toe-to-toe with Homeland. Like,
yep.
Okay.
Never seen,
yeah,
yep.
We're right. Never mind. Okay.
Is she,
okay.
Yeah, the only fight I've seen with Homelander where he's not toe-to-toe is when it's with Huey and Billy.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Crazy. Well, is she there?
No. So, her vulnerability, like, look, she's got a fear of Homelander, like everyone.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
She is somewhat of a... Yes?
Is she on the plane?
Yeah!
I have seen her.
You have seen her. Thank God.
Yeah, and she's like, we accidentally killed the pilot.
Well, I think they just fuck up as they burst in, they fuck up.
Oh, no, that's right. They kill the terrorists, but in killing the terrorists, they break the plane.
They kill the pilot or some shit happens. They're like, well, we can't land this. May as well kill everybody. And then like, Maeve's like, can we at least save a couple? And Homelander's like, if we save a couple, then everyone knows. Let's just kill them all. Don't save them all.
Yeah.
What? So she's any other vulnerabilities other than a fear of Homelander?
Well, and she is deeply depressed.
Oh, okay.
She is, she's bisexual.
Okay.
But then the PR team are like, she's a lesbian.
Okay.
Which, you know, by erasure.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. None of them really help us kill her.
Yeah. Like, oh, she again, like a bit of a drunk.
Oh, okay.
At times.
Can we just like drop a rock in her or something?
According to the Wikipedia, her weaknesses are brute force, limited durability, and people. Like she has a soft spot for people. So it's like she's vulnerable to stealth.
Okay, well, none of us can do that.
Oh yeah, we're the opposite.
Yeah.
What if we like
loss of depth perception because Maeve was blind in one eye by Homelander?
Okay.
She does lose her powers at the end.
Then we just shoot her.
Soldier Boy sucks off her powers.
Great.
That's kind of cool.
We just hit her with a car.
Hit her with the truck. Yeah. Easy.
The same car
that we run down Max Landis with. We just keep driving.
Max Landis with my car. Then I just do a quick U-turn and then hit Queen Maeve.
Exactly.
Easy.
We're a menace on the road today.
Also, I feel like Queen Maeve. Maybe also susceptible to drowning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. A bear sandwich?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a tree nut allergy.
Appendicitis, Bill?
What about this? We give her a bad sandwich. She's got a full-on alive scorpion in it. And we have her eat it sitting on the lip of the boat. And then when she notices the scorpion, she's like, whoa! And she falls in the water.
Yeah.
Done. We boat away. We're good.
Sorted.
No. Next one, we'll go with...
Queen Maeve's toughness.
Oh, yes.
Also a sevener.
Yeah, fair enough. Fickle.
Starlight. So you might know Starlight, JD. Do you know her powers?
Are they star-related?
Do I know Starlight, Joel Zammert? That is...
It's a really good question.
That's a really interesting and in-depth question and something that I need to think about.
Okay.
Can I picture her face? No. Have I seen her fight crime? Does season 2 end with her outside a car? What have I seen?
Outside a car?
Her and... Huey? Being like, well, that was a fucked up the boys action or whatever. We're outside a four-wheel drive. I think I must have walked
past. Huey naked?
I reckon I've walked past a TV at some point for this part of the story.
Okay, it's she's beating the shit out of Stormfront along with Queen Maeve and the female.
No.
That's not
the internet.
People are talking. This definitely is an internet memory. This is
Okay.
I walked past someone watching it on TV, but didn't take anything in.
Yeah. She basically has, like, light powers. So
Jubilee!
Electricity conversion, fuck, fuck. So she can convert electricity into, like, you know, blasts.
Okay.
Light generation, bioluminescence, electrical siphoning, and photokinetic flight.
Okay.
So she can fly.
Can she survive getting hit with a plane?
Or a car.
Or a car, yeah, yeah.
Or drowning.
Yeah, do we
or
need to get out?
Sandwich.
Do we need to get out of the van is the question.
Max Landis,
she does
Queen
have
Maeve.
And Starlight all yeah. in the grill of our fucking Mr. Whippy van.
She's a good singer and dancer, apparently. So,
okay, poison
bomb in the
karaoke.
Microphone.
Yeah. Well, if there's like a lack of... Bomb the microphone or what?
Poison karaoke, poison I also karaoke. Like.
She starts okay. singing, what have you done?
Poison karaoke,
this
motherfucker.
This karaoke was poisoned. It's just the screen showing the text starts to go green. You killed me. That's right, lady. We poisoned the karaoke.
All the day's work for Amazon Prime's original series, Du Bois.
Okay, we poisoned the karaoke. Too easy.
Well, so her biggest weakness would be, I guess, lack of electricity. Because without having a power source
yeah.
of electricity, she's basically just a regular person we can run over with a car.
Oh, okay.
But no electricity is hard to do.
Yeah.
Poison karaoke, works. Conversely, pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you gotta but karaoke, though, powered by electricity.
Yeah, but...
If it's poison, she's yeah. getting sick from it. And most hospitals don't know how to deal with karaoke poison.
Yeah, that's
is true.
Got no anti-venom.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the
take
wood...
you to a cabin in the woods.
You're an Amish community.
Okay, you know, she seems to like just absolute, you know, losers with no powers.
Oh, okay.
That have dead fiancés
that
got
fiancés
ran through.
So, like, she's not above dating fuckwits.
Oh, okay. Right?
So all we got to do is
babe,
lure
what's
her.
Up? I'm single and I'm ready to mingle.
Mingle.
And I love karaoke, but I only love karaoke in the woods because I'm shy.
Yeah. I just want to do karaoke just to you. That's
yeah,
it.
In
yeah.
the woods.
Hey, person I've just met, would you like to come to the middle of the woods, this log cabin? There's no phone or reception.
I'm not a murderer.
I'm not a murderer. I lie.
I bring okay. you these knives for other reasons.
Yeah.
In case we see a squirrel.
Yeah.
I hate squirrels.
Yeah, just letting you know. But that doesn't reflect badly on me. It yeah. shouldn't.
They're rodents.
Yeah.
They're vermin. Like, oh, I think superheroes are.
Yeah, but not you.
Not you, babe.
Please come to the cabin with me so before I keep talking.
When we're in the car, can we listen to music really loud in case I keep talking?
Yeah. And by the way, your car batteries, that's a source of...
electricity. We might need to park.
So what we're going to do is we've got these lovely bikes.
Tandem. I am going to bring a boombox because, like I said, I can't keep talking or it's going to get worse.
But it's going to be battery powered and we're going to keep going until the battery dies. Like how I will eventually kill you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck!
Fuck! No, should have started.
That was a little cute first date joke.
You laughing? You laughing? No? Shit.
At this point, we're dead.
So yeah, luring her into a cabin in the woods, hard? Poison karaoke?
Poison karaoke easy, is easy. Winning. Or bomb in the microphone.
Or bomb in the microphone. That's good. She steps up to pff, gone. She starts to sing. Oh,
now the next one.
Yeah.
The last one. First we've saved to last.
Homelander.
Okay. Homelander. Who, look. Seems to be hard to kill. As
yeah, they've
as
tried.
Even the Amazon originals, Du Bois, who her whole thing was to try to kill Homelander.
Yeah.
Even they have yet to kill Homelander. Their whole thing was like, let's kill Soldier Boy. And even that didn't work.
So Homelander is Superman, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's Superman, except there's no...
Kryptonite? Like, see, I was thinking... Because he loved titty milk.
Well, okay.
He loved titty milk straight from the source. And he doesn't necessarily need to be a human... He loves titty milk straight from a cow titty.
Oh, okay.
So it could poison be a cow titty or a milk. Human titty. So he's some, but then, is he, unlike
wait, does that mean there's a scene in yeah. The Boys where yeah. he's sucking on a cow's udder?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cool.
I'm surprised that hasn't been gift.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah that's weird.
Yeah.
Horny stuff, I guess, rarely is because yeah. you can't use horny gifts.
Aww.
Are you saying that we poison the cow's titty with...
Yeah.
Gas.
Yeah.
Okay. At the tail end, we've gone through a lot of plans. They're getting less coherent. As we start to lose our minds, as the day turns into evening, clearly, Homelander leans down to suck the milk out of a cow's titty, and it just lets out a
like,
and he gets gassed from the cow.
Like, the biggest, like, weakness of Homelander is, like, he's neglected as a child. Like, he needs a family. Hence why he loves sucking on it, like, for breast milk. Because he's like, I was not nurtured, and this is a nurturing thing. And he's, you know, really fucked that up. So
we send a letter to Homelander saying that we're his mum, but we live in the sun.
Do we... And, like, I really like where this is going, Joel Dusha. Yeah. I really think it's a really solid, awesome plan. I just need to know, are we actually in the sun? Because, like, we can't.
No, we will die, which is also why Homelander going to the sun is a good idea.
What about, this is maybe stupid, tell me if it is, what if we're just on the other side of the sun?
We're waiting on the other side of the sun.
And he comes through the sun to us.
Dies.
We
go home. Job well done.
Job well done. See, I was thinking.
Oh, so you with a better plan, but let's hear it.
Okay. So, Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Why are they incapacitating? Because they can't actually kill Soldier Boy. They just incapacitate him, and they use some sort of like I think it's like a Russian nerve agent.
Okay.
And they use that to basically stop Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
So if we can somehow get that Russian nerve gas agent thing. Toxin,
yeah,
into a cow titty.
Well, that was what Dusha was saying. We gas him with the cow's tits.
Yeah. But we get the nerve agent in the cow titty that he then sucks into and, like, sucks off. That might incapacitate him enough that we just put him in, like a chamber. We keep gassing him, and then he just stays there.
Okay.
Because I feel that is kind of... Well, that's how they got rid of Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, not dead. They tried to. They couldn't.
Yeah.
So they kind of like just put him off the mat. And I feel with Homelander, something similar.
Why do they do that again to Soldier Boy and not Homelander?
Well, because they can do it to Soldier Boy. And Soldier Boy seems to not really give a shit about the collateral damage. So they're trying to go after Soldier Boy. Why does the gas not work on Homelander?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it work on Homelander? I don't know. Have we just killed a cow for no reason? Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
That milk tastes funny. It just flies away.
We gotta be quick because I don't know how long this cow will like stay alive with this nerve agent in its system.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how, like, you know, Homelander will look at, like, a dead cow and be like, ooh.
I'm gonna drink the milk from that.
Maybe I have a little bit of a... Well... I mean, look, unfortunately, he did kill this person, like, doppelganger.
Yeah.
But this could work in a situation if we have someone who can also transform into another person. So we get him to make him look like, is their name Mallory? I forget.
I don't know.
But anyway, the person who was, like, Homelander's sort of, like, pseudo-mum for a bit until he, you know, shoots her in the head with laser beams. But in a sort of similar situation...
Why does he do that?
He's fucked up.
Oh, do we? So we make him...
Well, she has a kid, and she's breastfeeding the kid, and he gets real fucking jealous. It's all weird.
Okay.
Anyway, so he could be, like...
He kills her while she's breastfeeding?
No. That's a separate thing. He just kills her.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The boys!
The boys!
Amazon's the boys!
So, you could get a doppelganger who's like, I will... If you want to suckle Homelander, that's great. And they're wearing a fake titty suit
with
a fake titty full of appendicitis-causing pills.
Appendicitis!
He sucks them down like
he can't operate.
It blows
it's
up his
full
insides.
Circle. He's dead.
We killed him with the
appendicitis. Plus, then we've got appendicitis tits.
Yeah.
That we could just have for anything else we need.
Yeah, appendicitis tits.
Yeah.
That can be out when we start our seven.
Yeah. That's the first one.
Yeah.
The first three, sorry, is us with appendicitis tits.
Appendicitis 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, it's Amazon's the tits. That's what we call ourselves.
Is there a superpower that they wear a fake titty suit that has appendicitis pills?
There's three of them.
Okay.
It's Amazon Prime's original series, The Tits.
And they're superheroes. In a way.
That's the thing. That's actually the whole thing with them. I mean, to the public, they seem like superheroes, but behind closed doors, they're actually pretty fucked up.
They're just guys wearing like titty suits.
Things get pretty fucked up.
Things
when
get
you,
pretty fucked when Amazon's fucking, the tits.
When you open the door, when you peek behind the curtain and it's on Prime's original the tits.
Yeah.
The superheroes, the guys in the appendicitis tits, things are actually pretty fucked.
How do they a superhero?
Oh, they fight crime, but actually, or maybe they are the crime.
It's controversial in a different direction, which is cool.
Yeah, I'll give you
it pushes the boundaries of what a superhero could do.
I guess it still does. Yeah.
And what if it makes you think?
Yeah, so in terms of toughness for...
Well, killing Homelander, toughness, my personal rating of toughness, He seems like such a loser that it's a one.
Yeah, fair. He is a bit of a loser. He wants everyone to love him so much. He's a tryhard.
Sad. I would be killed by Homelander solely because I'd be like, I don't respect you.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you kill me. I'll die a hero. You're a coward. And no one will remember me for dying as a hero. I'll just be a guy that died. But yeah. I'll go to heaven thinking that.
Look, hey, man, eventually we're all just guys that die.
Yeah.
That's the human condition.
Yeah. Everyone, when we die, it doesn't matter.
To someone in the world, you're just a guy that died.
Yeah. Maybe you, Homelander, that's all separate. Because you die? Maybe that's why you hate yourself or whatever, because you're never going to experience the beauty that is of you killing me.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Reverse psychology enough that he tries to kill himself. Yeah. To experience what it is to be human and loved and missed.
Hey, Homelander, my mom loves me because I can be a guy who died.
Yeah. Can you be a guy who died?
Hey, Homelander, you're 1 out of 10 on the toughness rating, but you'd be a 9 if you could shoot your laser eyes backwards.
Yeah, can you roll your eyes in the back of your head, then just aim, and it's like, boof,
and then got he him. Goes.
Yeah.
But he was just a guy that died.
Yeah, so who cares?
The boys.
Am I right?
Anyway, the seven, it turns out they are increasingly hard to kill.
Yeah.
But you got to get creative.
All of them absolutely killable.
Yeah.
All of them, I think... Very killable with just a bad sandwich or drowning.
Yeah,
except for the deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Homelander is.
And Homelander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And only because he can breathe underwater.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if he could, yeah.
Everyone can drown.
Mm.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah, we got him.
I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been
Joe. Eventually, you'll just be a guy who died.
And much like the seven. We got him.
Yeah.
And much like the seven, you too can watch Amazon's original The Boys airing right now. If you have an Amazon Prime account, I think they have a free trial.
You can watch it, or you can watch it through GIFs or not at all.
Yeah.
You can read the Wikipedia.
The choice is yours.
Those are the three ways to consume media.
Yeah. It's actually pretty fucked up when you watch it, though. So just content warning.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Guy goes into a penis, but he's tiny.
Yeah.
Not the dick, the man.
Like the man, yeah.
He sounds. That's
the penis
it.
Is regular size.
Yeah, it's a regular sized dick. Yeah, anyway, you can find that on Amazon Prime's original series, The Boys, airing right now. Goodbye.
Hey, do you want to support Plumbing the Death Star, but every time you look at SansPants Plus, our other premium subscription service, you see all the D&D shit and it makes you sick and afraid? Fair enough, elves suck shit and wizards blow chunks. Well, there's an alternative. You can sign up to the Bad Brain Boys collection on Apple Podcasts and receive a whole dirty bunch of bonus content from your three favorite fuckheads without all that fantasy nerd shit getting in the way. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to head to apple.co/plumbingthedeathstar right now, sign the fuck up, and show your support for the only boys in the world you love.